everyone, and welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast. I am Tobeka Dlamini, a candidate attorney in the construction and engineering sector, which falls under our dispute resolution practice in the Johannesburg office. Today's episode focuses on a recent alert we published on July 23rd, 2024, the ongoing issue of the construction mafia in South Africa and its impact on the industry. The construction mafia is a real threat, not just to construction companies, but also to vital infrastructure development across South Africa. Of course, I'm not alone. Joining me is a self-appointed mentor of mine, Sintibali Makah.
Thank you so much, Tobeka. I'm happy to be here. I am a director in the dispute resolution department in the Johannesburg office. My areas of focus are construction, mining, and engineering disputes. I specialize in dispute resolution, commercial litigation, and reputation management, and stakeholder engagement.
Thank you so much for joining me in this discussion. The construction mafia has become a major concern in South Africa's construction industry. To kick things off, could you break down exactly who or what this mafia is for listeners who might not be familiar with this term?
Well, although the construction mafia term is very catchy, it's actually a very broad term. But in simple terms, we refer to the extortionist groups found in the built environment sector that subvert procurement law and procurement protocols in projects to elicit subcontracts and participation in the project value chain. In recent circumstances, the mafia has evolved into not necessarily being bothered with actual work, but rather through extortion of demands for security contracts or even trying to elicit project protection fees from construction companies, contractors, and employers, other than the known modus operandi of extorting a portion of the project and the costs to the project value chain.
Thank you, Sintibali. For the sake of providing our listeners with more context, I understand that these tactics began primarily in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. How widespread is this construction mafia now? And also, looking at the nation as a whole, what are its estimated financial costs to the industry?
Well, starting to deal just with the threats and violence, it's not just now a provincial issue. It's actually a national issue. The threats start from tempered projects to disruptions, to what we have recently seen across the country being an escalation of violence with a pay or be killed principle. Without commenting further on the recent developments, we are looking with a keen interest in the developing criminal case of the so-called The Firm in Cape Town that was triggered by the assassination of a municipal official. Now, the industry has greatly suffered billions in regards to losses from construction projects. For example, as early as in 2019, about 60 billion in losses were caused, with over 180 construction and infrastructure projects having been halted or disrupted at any given period during the assessment period. This has obviously now significantly escalated over the past few years, and the end user being the taxpayer mostly has suffered as projects become expensive and delayed indefinitely in circumstances where the infrastructure is much needed. Poor workmanship and unfinished projects are some of the issues that plague these targeted projects.
Now that we know the what, please shed some more light on the how. How do these construction mafias go about in extorting construction companies? I mean, like, what kind of tactics do these so-called business forums use when they attempt to extort the subcontractors and the construction companies?
The modus operandi starts with usually a request for engagement from seemingly authorized business forums, representing the local community business sector in which demands are made for its members to be included into projects. This quickly escalates to sporadic disruptions by members of the business forum, and at times the exploitation of the national issue of unemployment results in this issue manifesting in the local youth being part of protests that are geared to disrupting the projects. However, in recent times, on a national scale, well-coordinated gangs have also taken over under the guise of legitimate businesses, in which they demand a piece of the pie and sometimes protection fee. Now, the one thing that is quite important here, that's a key element, is that the engagement has been given legitimacy by actual, genuine efforts to try and resolve any issues that come from these so-called business forums. And I will elaborate a bit more below in regards to actually some of the issues that you would find in order for you not to find yourself giving legitimacy to unauthorized or unrepresentative parties in your construction value chain.
You just made me realize how important it is that subcontractors and the construction companies remain vigilant when being held hostage by threats or even these extortion attempts of these construction mafias. What is to be done to mitigate this process?
Well-meaning parties at times engage with these unauthorized and lawful organizations and individuals with the aim to resolve the issues in the interest of the project. Although this seems to be a good idea with the direct engagement, it does create unwarranted and unmitigatable legitimacy to organizations and individuals. that do not necessarily have authority to engage the legitimate parties involved in projects. Best practice is to record the demand and develop a stakeholder engagement structure. And the forum that involves this at times must be relevant government officials, the municipality, the local ward councillor, and where applicable, the relevant traditional authorities recognized and authorized. The South African Police Services and other stakeholders are critical in mitigating and disarming the efforts of the construction mafia. These groups are very dangerous, and government has, through the Specialized Investigation Unit, the State Investigations Unit, known respectively as the Hawks and the SIU, developed specialized units to investigate mafia operations. We cannot emphasize more on the importance of the stakeholder engagement, as this is now a national plague on all projects and has been found in various sectors taking on various forms. The main challenge being, like all of these so-called crimes and the nature of these crimes, that they remain unreported because there's efforts to try and resolve them within the project value chain with the interest of actually completing the project. Just a quick identifier. In the construction and transport industry, we have what we call the construction and transport mafia or business forums. In the mining sector, we have business forums and also zamazamas, which also take an element similar to this. These organized gangs do practice extortion. In the recent times, not to say that we're selling only just doom and gloom, is that these illegal activities have garnered international attention, and steps are indeed being taken to combat these illegal duties. But it all starts with reporting. It is always a good idea and best practice to start first and foremost with a High Court interdict, which is important as this needs to be done. However, the challenge has always been to try and identify perpetrators and disruptors. As I've said before, these are well-organized and coordinated criminal gangs. They make sure that the people that are actually doing the protests, that the identification of them becomes a challenge. Therefore, the enforcement on interdicts becomes a challenge. But for purposes of you being able to engage with the police in order for them to be able to assist you in actually subverting or actually also dealing with disruptions, it becomes important to start your first point of protocol with a High Court interdict. With regards to the issues of enforcement, on the other hand, although those remain challenging and there being identity, there's certain ways and methodologies that there are, like, for example, trying to garner as much information as possible on the incidents and the security incident reports in order to minimize any opportunity. Video evidence where possible always helps a lot. In our experience, it's helped a lot, for example, in identifying people after the fact as well. So it starts with you trying to at least trying to get an interdict, but more importantly also recording, but more importantly than that even, stakeholder engagement will take you a long way in trying to curb this threat.
Well, this was very informative. Thank you for your time, Sintiwali. Until next time.
Thank you very much, Tobeka.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.